turn it on before everyone says no.
Okay, we have a short schmooze. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Tzadik Tes, Ois Tes. It says in the Chumash that first Yaakov, right before he died, he gave brachas and spoke to each of the Shvatim. So it seems that Reuven and Shimon and Levi, he gave them stark mussar, criticized them. Reuven for Maisa with Bilhah, Shimon the Levi for killing Shechem, the city of Shechem. So then it says in Yehuda, it starts off Yehuda, we'll see is different. So the pasuk says this. So the Medrash says as follows: Hare Shimon v'Levi yotzu afein pineihem mekumaras. That Shimon v'Levi also went out after Yaakov finished giving them this bracha, and they went out at their face embarrassed, you know, whatever. For Yemisare Yehuda. So Yehuda was afraid. The parish here, the Fei Toar, says that he was hiding. Mistalek Asmod is obvious. He was hiding in the corner. And that's why Hisno, because why was he hiding? Because he figured, oh, just like Yaakov found the Chisarin of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and he criticized them on their Chisarin. So obviously he knows my Chisarin, Tamar, is going to Shelo Yaskir Lo Maisa Tamar. He was afraid that Yaakov would give him Musar, criticize him for the Maisa Tamar. So that what happened? Hisko Koire Lo Yehuda Ata Yoducha Checha. So Yaakov instead said, Yehuda Ata, you know that you're different. You're unique. Just the opposite. Yoducha Checha. What's that? Amrino Kosh Baruch Hu. Basically, I'm speaking the name of Hashem. Ato Desa B'maisa Tomer, you went ahead and was Maida, which was considered was Tshuva, was a Hodah. Yoducha Chechal Yos Mechem. Because of that, you will become the king. I don't know, even though this particular printing, they put the bolds, I assume this is all part of the same sentence. You know, because you were Maida for Tomer, so you will be Yoducha Achim Yos Melech Aleihem. This is also because of the David. Your David will come from you. Okay. In other words, it seems that reading is that Yaakov is telling Yehuda that because of what happened with Tamar, that you were Maida, so Fakirat, you will get to be the Melech on all Klal Yisrael. Vidiris, his Malchus based David, remains forever through the Mashiach. It comes from Yehuda, but Yosef Shevim Yehuda. You become the Melech. You get David on Melech. The amazing schus of David. He was also victorious in the wars. And then Yishtavro B'nei Avicha, whatever that's supposed to exactly mean. That apparently is a tremendous schus. Okay, then it's Gor Aryeh Yehuda. Viterev B'nei Alisa. Terev means like from there was like a problem and you rose from the problem. So one shot here is Miterfo Shel Yosef. In other words, that there's Shamarta about Betzah. In other words, it was a situation where it looked like bad. People were doing out there and you rose from the occasion and you stopped the seal of Yosef. Dover Achim Miterev. Again, Miterfo Shel Tamar from the badness of Tamar. Shisat Arba Nefoshes. That you save four people. Who did you save? Atzmecha v'tamar shnei b'neha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ati tzalta arba afaniyatsu arba b'nei b'necha. So in that schus, more things are going to happen. You're going to have four of your children will be saved. There will be nisim gluyim, Daniel, Chananim, Shova, Azariah. In other words, the word mamish neis galui. Okay, so it comes out that basically the pasuk is saying that in the schus of, according to the second shot, in the schus of that Yehuda was active property with him with Tamar, it was Yodu, so he became the king. He got this thing of the David, and he ended up having four of his children say the Nisim Gluyim shall be Derech HaTeva saved from Esau. So I just think it's just an amazing seer. Here, Yaakov Avinu is coming. He's coming to give Yehuda, talk to Yehuda before he dies. Yehuda, his gut reaction is, based on the fact that he saw Reuven and Shimon and Levi, okay, Yaakov's going to let me have it for Tamar. Now, why do you think for Tamar? Maybe something else, he could be afraid of something else he did. But apparently, Yehuda, looking back at his life, of all the Averas that he could think of that he did, the one Avera that stuck in his mind in his whole life was a Maisa Tamar, right? That's what he says. Hayimisura Yehuda, the second line, Shayizkar Maisa Tamar. What about something else? You know, maybe Yaakov's going to start up with you something else you did. So Yehuda knew, no, everything else I did, no problem, glatt kosher. Oy, but Tamar. Now, when did the Maisa Tamar happen? It happened many years before this. Tamar and Maisa happened, seems when the Psukim was right after Mechiras Yosef, which was basically, this is Vayichi, Yaakov is in Mitzrayim 17 years. Yosef was in Mitzrayim 20 years before the brothers came down. It's 12 years in jail, 7 years he made Soiva. So it's around 35, 37 years, around 37 years earlier. So what that means is that I assume if when Yehuda thinks that Oyvei, Yaakov's going to scream at me on the Maisa Tamar, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden he woke up to think about that Tamar was, you know, he probably, it means that for the last 37 years, Yehuda was walking around with the feeling that, you know, I did something wrong, you know, I have this terrible stain, have a perfect record except for Tamar, I really blew it by Tamar. So for the last 37 years, he's walking around with disbelief. And sure enough, when Yaakov comes to give, and it looks like he might give him Mussar, oh, I'm going to get caught. I'm going to get screamed at. What's that? What's the reality? The reality is that the Maisa Tamar, taken in the totality, is not only Yaakov's not screaming at him for that, but that seems like the highlight of Yehuda's life. Yehuda Zeiche for Malchus. Why? Because of what you did with Tamar. Yehuda Zeiche for with David. Why? Because of Tamar. Yehuda Zeiche because to get four of his children saved in Nisim Gluyim. Because of Tamar. So the gap between reality and Yehuda's assumption is so amazing. Yehuda's assuming for 37 years that this is the worst aveira I did in my whole life. And in reality, okay, it's maybe it's different parts, but it's just a whole maisa. In reality, this was his greatest mitzvah. Of all the things that Yaakov had to praise Yehuda, Yehuda was a pretty impressive person. Yehuda was the one that saved, went to fight with Yosef, to bring, which you know, to bring Binyamin. Yehuda was the one that you know made started the yeshiva in Goshen. But the of all the tremendous praises that Yehuda had, one of the Shiftei Koh, the highlight that Yaakov picks on Yehuda is Gufa because of the way he handled Tamar. So it's apparently because whatever was negative at Tamar, Yehuda did tshuva on. And so on the negative parts, he did tshuva, and he did so many positives. So it's just, I thought it was like a tremendous seer that you have a person, and we're not talking about a Meshugana, and we're talking about an Amo Aretz, or a person who has a tendency toward depression, or a person who's negative. You're talking about one of the Shiftei Koh, one of the most brilliant people in the world, so to speak, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, one of the greatest Tzaddikim. I'm sure he knew he's supposed to be Ivduas Hashem B'Simcha, and all the other Chazals, whatever it's supposed to be. Right? And he's walking around with this sort of guilt feelings for 37 years. Ayvei. Oh. I blew it with Tamar. Terrible. You know, and he's just waiting for the, so to speak, for the hammer to fall. They're going to get, and when Yaakov's coming, oh, he's going to get it to me. Now I'm going to get it. You know, he's just expecting it. And the very thing that he thinks is his greatest shortcomings was his greatest ma'ila. So what the conclusion could be is that we probably, the human beings, don't understand the Koyach HaTshuva. Even Yehuda apparently did not fathom fully the Koyach HaTshuva, and or did not fathom what it means when you do tshuva. I'm not sure whether it means either you don't understand how tshuva works well enough, or you don't really know when you really succeeded in doing tshuva. I can't say for sure. But whatever it is, a person can do it something, okay, it's a slight taina, whatever, and then you do tshuva, and then fakirat, you fix it in a way that it's a great thing. But since we don't fully comprehend tshuva, whether we don't appreciate tshuva, or we can't understand when we have tshuva, we always doubt ourselves. It's like some kind of human midah to doubt yourself, to feel insecure about yourself. So a person will walk around with years feeling guilty for something which I'll be doing. There's no reason to be guilty. You got tshuva, you got forgiven. Fakirat, you did a, it's amazing. The way you handled this aveira in the total picture is amazing. But you walk around with tremendous guilt feelings. So I think it's very prevalent. It's not just, if it's true by Yehuda, it's kal vachomer true by us. We have people that when they were young, they did something. Maybe they were, you know, by Yehuda also, even the whole mice of Yehuda with Tamar, according to the Medrash, the Medrash says that it wasn't Yehuda didn't even have a bechira chavshes. It was a malach almost forced him to marry Tamar the first time. The married Tamar to go to the Amizana with Tamar. But so sometimes we do an Aveira and there's maybe a young, it's a shtick of Aynes, not Aynes, whatever it is. And we walk around and then we do tshuva and we fix it. And we could be years and years of tshuva and fitz and harata and yes. And in reality, it could be an amazing schus, the way we handled it. And we walk around with these guilt feelings, so that we have to realize, that it's not mukhrokh. The fact that a person feels guilt over his previous aveiras is not mukhrokh that it's real. It could very well be, and it's very, very, there's a person can be on the highest madrega of tshuva, and pekeret, he transformed it into the highest mitzvah. He took that negative and he raised it to the greatest mitzvah, and you walk around with 30 years of guilt. I assume the Hezbollah is where Shiva used to quote, I think it's a Marshal, that it says that Yaakov was not, never had nechama for Yosef. And I think the Asikash, I think it's in the Sitzer Chamim, Rashi says that normally a person has nechama for a mace, because that's Hashem put in the Teva of the world, that a person has nechama for a mace. It's like a nace. But since Yosef wasn't really dead, so therefore Yaakov didn't feel the nechama, so he was walking around for the 20 years, with all the same tsar as if you thinking that Yosef died. So the Marshal asked the Kasha, since the Teva, the Olam is that a person feels Nechama for after a mace, after a certain amount of time, obviously not full Nechama, but a certain amount, that it's not as if it's mamish to the full extent, as if the mace just died. And Yaakov, who didn't have that, he felt the tsar fully 20 years later, the same as on the day one, because he didn't get that nechama. So the Marshal asked the Kasha, so Yaakov should have realized that obviously Yosef must be alive. Because if Yosef would be dead, then I wouldn't feel the tsar so much. So the Marshal answers that a human being doesn't know how much tsar he's supposed to feel. So everyone agrees that even after 20 years, even after the nechama, you're supposed to feel a certain amount of tsar. So Yaakov just assumed that the tsar that I feel is, let's say you feel 25% 20 years later. Oh, so he just assumed this is 25%, and the real tsar would be much greater. Because a person doesn't know, a person can't be Mishayer, what the proper heart, shear of tzar is supposed to be. So you always, so to speak, make the wrong calculation. You think this isn't enough. The tzar that I have for Yosef, that's not so much. It's not so much tzar. You know, you're not makshav it. You're not makshav the feelings. You're not makshav the tzar. So I assume that's the same shot here. Yehuda had a certain amount of tshuva that was halachically yotzi ol hilchus tshuva and fakert. It turned it into a mitzvah. He transformed it. He did it. He was made in public. He did everything to be yotzi. But in his feelings, I didn't do tshuva. I did this aveira. My tshuva wasn't any good, or it wasn't yotzi, because a person never, human being never can mishayer properly. You always think you're supposed to have more tzar, just like Yaakov thought he's supposed to have more tzar. So Yehuda thought, I really should have more tzar. I don't have enough tzar. I'm not doing proper tshuva. My tshuva is no good, and whatever it is. So therefore, he felt that he was, that was still his tzar baver. Anyway, just the point to just make is, I think it's very nice to hear, is that a person can walk around for 30 years thinking with guilt feelings for some aveira that he did, and in reality, he's done tshuva on it many, many times over, so to speak, and he transformed it into a tremendous chus, and it's really the whole guilt feelings is all wrong. There's no reason for the guilt feelings. And we have to, therefore, be very careful sometimes, because guilt feelings obviously can be very dangerous. Guilt feelings can cause a person to drop out of yeshiva, can take away your drive, take away your motivation. I'll never be a Talmud Chacham. I'm a phony. I'm a faker. So we have to realize that very often the guilt feelings are not warranted. There's such a thing called tshuva. The fact that we don't realize that we did tshuva is not a raya. It could just be because that's human nature. People don't feel that they did tshuva. And there's a very likely that even though we have tremendous guilt, that it really is not proper.
Maybe it was 95% sure that he did the right thing, but he had a suffix. He got scared when he started doing it.
No, I said, it sounded like it was like...
First two brothers got yelled at, so...
They did really something.
Maybe
they didn't do tshuva.
Wasn't sure, maybe. I would say his vada walked around guilt for 37 years.
He's hiding in the corner. Sonic Aspel is Zavis.
Maybe he's going to get a suffix in his head, wasn't
he? Maybe Shawai got tshuva. Maybe
he hide for a suffix?
I don't know.
Maybe Shai why he got the tshuva was because he felt like that.
What?
Maybe Shai why he got the tshuva was because he felt like that.
What?
Maybe the Shai why he got the tshuva was because he felt like that. Those feelings are the reasons why he got tshuva.
But what? Because you don't have to. But at some point, you're supposed to stop being. You're not supposed to, you know.
When's he supposed to know that point? That he's.
Okay, so that's the point I'm trying to say. That a person. I assume Yosef, he had full kapara. But he's still feeling that with the way he feels.
The fact that he feels that right now shows that he really is really feels bad.
But maybe Yaakov only switched because he saw that Huda was scared.
No. You think that
why is this a good thing? You saw that Yehuda was scared, so therefore then he switched to make it a good thing.
No.
Originally he planned this being a good thing?
No, yeah.
Who says Yehuda?
Yeah, I don't think so. This is Yaakov is giving Yehuda this, all these brachas. You know, he's not, Yaakov's not just
only
switching.
Only once you saw that Yehuda was scared.
No, if he didn't deserve it, he doesn't deserve it. He's saying you deserve to be the king.
Who says
Yehuda
was wrong?
Because they didn't do anything. It seems Pashup Shad is Yehuda did something with Tabor, which at least in the Fitzayas was bad, but then he fixed it. He made it into a Gavad thing.
That he didn't have the
Seer. So that's even make the biggest move. He still felt guilty.
Who said? Why should he be guilty if he didn't?
Because he doesn't know he didn't have the fear, and he felt guilty, and he felt.
And you can't figure it out that you didn't have your.
Who
says Yehuda was wrong? Maybe it was the worst of error he ever did, but it was also the mice a very, very big.
The mice, at the end of the day, for everything, it wasn't. You know, I don't know. You know, maybe that. If you take that piece in itself, it was okay. But then take the whole parsha of Tamar, it was his greatest mitzvah. It seems.
It also was very clear.
Nothing about tshuva, nothing about guilt.
Well, that's right. you know, these things. So Yehuda is worried about this. He said, just see how, you know, did you take the mice of Tomer? That's Gevaldik.
Okay, but Amaisi should still feel guilty. You did something wrong. Maybe you still have to
be Chuva
for it.
He did Chuva for that.
Who says?
Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten in such a bracha. You just expecting a scream that, and he didn't get screamed that. You know, according to you, Yaakov should have screamed that. Anyway, you did this
he
bad.
Didn't realize how big the mitzvah was. Not because anything about Chuva, but how big.
No, Yaakov is. You just expecting to be screamed at. Yaakov's not saying no. Just see how, in the very thing he's going to be screamed at, he gives him his biggest bracha. According to you, you should get screamed at for what you did wrong. Okay, this, saying, it's not like Reuven and Shimon didn't have other things that they did. You know, they did a lot of things right. They did one thing wrong. So they got criticized for the one thing they did wrong. You didn't get criticized for anything. You just get, everything is great, and he's getting tremendous brachas. You're not convinced? Yeah, this is for Dairis. There's one thing, a guy's up down, you give him an lollipop. Yaakov doesn't make Yehuda the king, all Klal Yisrael, because Yehuda's scared. You know, Reuben and Shimon were also quite uncomfortable with the Tofacha. Yaakov didn't come back and say, let's take it back.
He saw Yehuda was backing off, so therefore...
He backed up, so
he didn't give any Tofacha.
No, it doesn't say that. He said because...
If Yehuda would have backed up, would he have still done this?
Yes.
Or first give Tuchach about this?
No,
why isn't
mentioning
anything about Yehuda backing up?
No.
That just says he was hoyed then. About him. That was the great thing. That was the tshuva, because he was hoyed then. That's what the Medrash says.
Yeah, they think that Yehuda was, it was a mistake. Ein chokeh rishayim. You're not like the other ones. You know, you're different. Yehuda thought he was the same, and they're not.
Maybe he only said that once he saw he was backing up and scared.
But that's not, he's not allowed to lie.
He's not like, if he really deserved it, so I'll tell you the truth. This is Yaakov's, at the end, this is the message in the Torah. This is not like a rabbi. This is it for David. This is making Yehuda the king. He's telling the truth, the truth and the whole truth, not because, I see you feel bad, so I have to compensate.
It's much of the reason why it was Zeich is because it was Hoida then, not anything to do now. It was the fact that it was back then, it was Moida that he did that there. It's not that true what happened 37 years ago.
Right, that's all I agree. You agree with me, huh? All right.
And Rashi, who quotes his Medrash, makes it sound like once he started backing up, Then Yaakov calls him forward
because he was backing up, and not because that's why he changed it. I don't believe Rashi said. I don't even believe Art's going.